Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's up for a show today? Yay, back home in studio. Woo-hoo. All right. At least
temperature's a little bit better there now than they were in Arizona.
I went out and did some, well, just in the front yard, basically, and did some, I don't know, how would you call it, rigging things up, right? Little tweaks in the new place. And my wife said, can you elevate this one thing just a little bit? And I had done some other work on a bed. I had to kind of modulate and manufacture, semi-manufacture a full to a queen-size frame. So I'm just like getting back into my woodworking days. So I had had these platform little things that I was working on, and I had some extra. So I converted them into four little pieces to elevate the thing just enough. But I was outside. It partially shade, partially sun, and man, did I know I was sweating. It was so wonderful to remember what it was like. Oh, yeah, that's what sweating feels like. Not like in the desert where you're like, where's all the sweat? It evaporates before it leaves your body. It's amazing. So, yeah, I'm very pleased about the hot, sticky, sultry summer that I'm used to.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'm just consistent. I'm not just pretending. I do like the hot, sweaty stuff. All right. Oh, gosh. Now where am I? Where have I gotten myself?
Family friendly.
I'm stuck now. All right. Let's see. What are we going to do? Oh, man. Do we have a show? Professor X from the X-Men. No. Professor Chris Exley. Remember, we met Professor Exley for the first time at the Autism One conference this past May, I believe it was, in Chicago. And he was presenting on his findings in aluminum as it relates to neurological degradation, etc. And what a great guy. Just thoroughly enjoyed him. Just a genuinely nice fellow from Great Britain. And he's going to join us all the way from the United Kingdom today to talk about his efforts to put more into that research to help definitively point out the dangers of aluminum as it relates to neurological degradation, Alzheimer's, dementia, etc., even autism. And so that's big. We've got him coming up. Also, Dr. Jack Wilson, the paleocardiologist, is back. Great news. He punched the bullies in the nose, thanks to our good friend Jonathan Ebord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and won. We'll get that good news for you next hour. If you'd like to be part of the show at any point in time, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors as we kick off with Skeletal Integrity today. By the way, did we confirm, Super Don, did Op-Ed say, our wonderful intern say he can join us next hour a little bit?
He will be here with bells on. No.
Okay, because he wanted to tackle something we wanted to get to last week, but because I was out of town, we kind of held off on the controversial discussion about Planned Parenthood and the selling of organs from aborted babies.
Yeah, that has been a huge story in the news cycle lately. And of course, it's made its way into presidential politics.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about that, a lot of controversy there.
So we're going to hit it from the millennial generation, as Op-Ed joins us a little later, which is exciting. I always love to hear from him. Very intelligent young man. And for now, I think we got to go to skeletal integrity, particularly for our elders. Anybody that's, let's say, older than you and me, that's our elders. Okay, Don? just so we have that clear.
And our kids think we're elders.
Right?
You know, I guess in a way we are, but...
Tyler from T. Rowe Sales, the guy I was traveling with, he was 1 year older than me, so he's my elder, right?
Oh, yeah.
Great guy, that Tyler.
Well, then that makes you my elder, then.
It does? My elder?
By a couple years, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said M-I-L-D-E-R. I'm milder than you. I could be.
Yes, no, you are no way. Well, actually, yes, you are. You are
on some days. Yes, you're a rough man, rough sometimes. But I'm scruffy today. I did not shave. I'm home. I'm like, just forget the shaving thing. And we're just going to go on and make do. As far as the roughness of aging, though, our elders, as I talk about, how about skeletal integrity? We're going to start with this really cool story. Super Don is super because he finds the best stories for me to talk about. This headline, did reports of side effects contribute to drop in bone drug use? Now, I was hoping the answer would be yes. In fact, it was a resounding yes. A drop by as much as 50%. What drugs are we talking about? What bone disease are we talking about? Osteoporosis and Fosamax. These are things we've covered over the years and said how ridiculous it is to ever consider using these osteoporotic drugs like that and Boniva. You have to be a Boniva head to use it. Remember, I think Sally Field, the Flying Nun, used to promote Boniva.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so she turned into the Flying Boniva head. And why are we opposed to using these osteoporosis drugs? Because, of course, first and foremost, there's not a deficiency of Fosamax in the body. There's not a deficiency of Boniva in the body. But what you have is a deficiency of minerals. It's just so clear. I mean, it's ludicrous that they were able to sell this. But, of course, this is why they don't want you to label, for instance, on a jar of silica, prevents and reverses or cures osteoporosis, because it would compete with an FDA-approved pharmaceutical drug. That is why they suppress freedom of speech in America. Not because you're offensive to certain minorities, although that could be an argument now as they try to remove the Confederate flag from erase history. But really, the offense is to Big Pharma. And the media reports on those safety concerns about those drugs, they were the biphosphonates, or bisphosphonates, however you wanted to pronounce it. They contributed to this sharp drop, which is one of the rare times where the media actually reported on it and the message got through. I'm sure we helped a little bit.
50%.
50%. That's huge.
That's good. And if you remember, we were covering this. They call it Fozzy Jaw.
Fozzy Jaw. That's right. Yeah. When you're on it, what happens is your cells, it prevents the breakdown and the cleansing of cells, right? There's normally what we call apoptosis, right, for cancer cells. They lose the ability to die. Healthy cells have a life cycle. They come, they go, and then they're replaced. So the brilliant doctors or PhDs piled higher and deeper. Not Chris Exley. He's a PhD. He's brilliant.
I love
but
that.
But he gets that.
Piled
right?
higher and deeper.
That's yeah, right. And they come out and say, hey, let's stop the breakdown of skeletal tissue, which is what they found these drugs, this class of drugs, do. But what they neglect to recognize is that there is a normal process of replacing the elderly cells and putting in the young, healthy cells. Even in the elderly, this happens. It's a normal process, breakdown, rebuild, breakdown, rebuild. Let's stop the breakdown. And so what happens, these older cells are not, they don't have the integrity of the younger, supple, healthy cells. Remember, talking the youth and the elderly. Within your own body, you have youthful cells and elderly cells. The elderly cells need to be replaced. That's regeneration. That is life. Okay? We're going to block the cycle of life because we're doctors. We have degrees, and we're just brilliant that way. And so they stop the breakdown of bone tissue. Then there's no way to replace the bone tissue because it's never moved out of there. And so what happens is this decrepit, strange disfiguration, malformation of the jaw or the brittleness of the bones, which is what they try to prevent, right? Osteoporosis, brittle bones. They actually create a glass jaw, Fozzy jaw, this abnormality because the bone never gets to be broken down and replaced. It's that simple. Yes, it is that simple. And so what happened when my mom called? This was a few years back. I've told this story before, Super Don. You remember me telling about? I always like bragging on mom.
Absolutely, yes.
She went to the doctor. She didn't have a doctor, but she went to the doctor. And they did her bone scan, and she said she had osteopenia. She was on the way to osteoporosis. I mean, my goodness, at the time she was in her late 70s, 78, 79, something like that. And she dances a lot. She's, you know, gosh, she doesn't want to break a bone, right? So they say, hey, we should put you on Fosamax. And I told Mom, no, that's not happened to my mom. Of course, she has the freedom to decide otherwise, but she knows better. And she said, what do I do? Well, here we go. Call up Jonathan, and she did, and she does, at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, and get the silica from Alta Silica. And you take three of those tablets four times a day for the next month. And she doesn't like to take all those pills, but she does when she knows she needs to. Bam! She went back to the doctor, I think within 2 months. No evidence of osteopenia or osteoporosis. Completely reversed, the silica. Again, there are other minerals to consider, but that is the most critical, overlooked of the minerals in relation to integrity of the skeletal system, of all connective tissue. Ladies, are you listening? Men, too. Obviously, you need movement, you need dance, you need water, whatever it is you need to do to keep things going, we need some of that, but we need the minerals, we don't need the drugs. And the 50% drop, that's good. It's not really good, though, until it's 100% drop, and then we get those minerals in. And the second story relates to cannabis. This is so cool. Did you know that cannabis can help heal a broken bone and make it stronger? New research coming out of Israel, rats with mild femoral fractures were given CBD, not even the THC, CBD. The healing process was markedly enhanced within just 8 weeks, according to the Israeli researchers. And they published this in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research. They said the healing properties of CBD remained even when the non-psychotropic compound was separated from the THC, the component that gets people high. That's the Times of Israel is reporting. Folks, this is extraordinary. 25,002 uses now for cannabis. Yes, and only one of them smoking. And even that is not harmful to the lungs, according to research. The clinical potential of cannabinoid-related compounds is simply undeniable, lead researcher Dr. Yankel Gabet says. While there's a lot of work to be done to develop appropriate therapies, it's clear that it's possible to detach a clinical therapy objective from the psychoactivity of cannabis. In other words, basically CBD is for real. You guys plugged into my good friends at cannavest.com yet? CANNAVEST.com? If you put in the code RSB50, you will get buy one, get one free on any item that they have. Buy one, get one free while it lasts. RSB50. Go to cannavest.com. How cool is this, Super Don? For those of you utilizing cannabidiol for pain management, neurological protection, and regeneration, you're going to have stronger, healthy skeletal system. I'm stoked. But we got to take a break.
That's quite a development, isn't it?
We got to take a break. When we come back, there's an urgent sugar warning. And I'm going to tell you how me, the dad, might be turning into the food Nazi. I know that's bad. I know. I might be really bad. Orthorexic, am I? We'll be right back on sugar. No.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects.
It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I know. We kick off the broadcast week extra early. It's called, some people call it Sunday. And you think that's the first day of the week, Monday? It's today. And it's here with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and an urgent sugar warning. Do you have your sugar fix this morning, or was it just a coffee fix? Or do you drink it black? Super known. That's a good question.
Generally, it's got some of the bad stuff in there sometimes, but,
dude,
you know.
Put some stevia in there, for goodness sake. All right, now I found something to get on Super Don about.
See, I told you.
Give it time. I put stevia in my mate this morning. I'm charged. I'm home. I had a great night's rest. I was out, you know, doing some tinkering with the wood shop stuff. I'm just, you know, it was good. It's really good. Sweating as well. Now, urgent sugar warning. New research suggests adults should reduce their daily intake of sugar by half the current recommended amount. But what does it say about kids? There's nothing. It's only about adults. Now, we didn't have dessert with every dinner, right? A lot of traditional families, I don't know if you were this way, Super Don, growing up, where you'd have your meal, and then after the meal, there was dessert. We really never had it unless it was a special occasion.
It wasn't every night. It was on occasion.
But there are some that are just used to that, and there are some folks that will just have ice cream every night. And I'm wondering if my son is my father-in-law, who's no longer here. I just don't, because he used to have ice cream every night. And I'm just like, honey, we've got a teenager now. We've got a 10-year-old, and they can, like, navigate a kitchen like nobody's business. If you have that stuff there, albeit it's organic, but they're going to go for it. They are just going to go for it. It's like now we have a cat. You just can't leave stuff out. The cat will go for it. And that's what teenagers are like. And even preteens are like that. But guess what my son does? He's like, but Dad, I took a chromium when I had my ice cream, so you can't complain. He's got the whole food chromium, the GPS chromium. Yeah,
kids are smart, man.
Dude, they are so smart. And now it's like, all right, he had a bowl of ice cream. I'm like, did you take? Yes, Dad, I took the chromium. But I have to get on my wife about this. I was like, well, you're the one bringing it in. But then again, I'm hardcore. I'm going, you ain't having nothing. You don't get no sweets, no treats. It's like the mean dad. Well, what is it? Somebody's birthday? Is there a special occasion? No, it's nighttime. No, it's not night. That's not the special occasion that you get the sweet treats for. So you tell me, am I being too hardcore, super mean by not wanting ice cream in here every day? And okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe I'm not, though. I don't know. I've been away for a week. It's possible they celebrated that. Dad's not here. Let's indulge.
Ice cream!
Yeah. Right? But they're saying, seriously, finally they're going, dude, the sugar is like, it's crack, dude. Even the organic sugar, which is better. Of course, if it's unrefined, it's got the chromium naturally in it as well. But it's very hard to find real products that really have no refined sugar in it, as opposed to the whole sugar as it occurs in nature. And that's not a fallacy. Because whole sugar as it occurs in nature contains many minerals, including the chromium. And we've talked about sugar beets and sugar cane. Sugar cane in particular, we know, has a high, high content, maybe more than any other food, of chromium. Why would it do that? Because nature knows. If you're going to deliver the sugar directly into the cells or convert it back out, you've got to have the dock workers. The dock workers are the GTF molecules, the chromium. And TMB, RSB together and Unlock the Power to Heal. We wrote about this thanks to my good buddy Christopher Barr, who's brought a lot of this out as well. And get the chromium, like we talked about at Johnson, choosetobehealthy.com. So what do you think, Super Don? RSB too hardcore of a dad and never want it? It's not never. It's just like, come on, every day?
Maybe there's some middle ground there.
Yeah, we got to find the middle ground. What is it?
Well, it's covered in ice cream, Dad.
Of course. you know it.
Meet him halfway.
Yeah. No, listen.
Maybe a couple of times a week.
Here, the discipline. This is going to make people mad at me. Remember last week, I ate the by the way, my wife made me Italian lasagna when I got home. So
you finally got
good.
Italian food.
I got it from a Schicksal.
It didn't have, like, Thai peanut sauce on it or anything.
No,
right?
but the thing is, I made a decision. As much as I wanted to indulge in really Italian, gooey, cheesy, pasty kind of thing, even though it was organic, I just felt so good on the Thai vegetable dish with all the good it was so good that my body just craved it. And I did great on it, and I don't regret not having done it. I don't regret not having indulged in the Italian thing, especially because I had work to do. I was lecturing. And by the way, thanks to Sheriff Richard Mack for doing a little guest stint with me when I did the presentation of the health food people.
That was good stuff. Yeah,
that was awesome. Looking forward to doing a lot more. We've got Professor Exley from the United Kingdom, one of the X-Men, the good guys, on the aluminum issue. And how can we all help him to get that research done? Because you know that big bad pharma is not going to support this. But we are, and we will. Professor Exley up next from the United Kingdom, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Scott Bell Show.
By the way, my wife came in and she said she was laughing at the last segment, and she says there was a party while I was gone, so, you know, it was all good. But then she does admit she brings in a bit too much organic ice cream for the kids. So she's a softy. I'm the tough guy. Speaking of tough guys, who are actually very nice, Professor Chris Exley is with us from the United Kingdom. We met originally at Autism One. He's done extraordinary work, or should I say extraordinary work, in England on the issue of aluminum as it relates to neurological degradation. And he's got some more research to be done, and it needs your help. Professor Exley, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good to be back.
It's great to have you on board. Of course, you're tireless, seemingly, in your efforts to do more diligence in studying a link between aluminum, perhaps other heavy metals, and their connection to neurological integrity or the lack thereof.
Absolutely, yeah. Mainly with aluminum, as you call it, because the aluminum itself gives me more than enough to do. So I leave the rest of the metals to everybody else.
Aluminium, would you say it if I was with you in England?
You would. That's how we would say it. Which way would you like me to say it?
I like it the way ever you're comfortable. It's good. We're good with that. As I said, we connected first, and really so pleased to meet you. And, you know, we really call out the sci-fiantism that's out there, the real that's not science. It's guided by a principle that whatever we can do to get a new drug out there, that's where we're going to fund. And if you've got research that implicates maybe some toxicological burdens that are brought about by the very industry that is funding you, your funds tend to dry up. Let me ask, to this point, what you found, how were you able to get funded to do the work you've done thus far?
Yeah, well, I mean, my work is focused on understanding what aluminium does in all living things. And so that has allowed me to sort of do a lot of research on, for example, I started my research on aluminium toxicity in fish. But we also work on aluminium toxicity in plants. And, of course, it has brought us to the much more thorny issue of aluminium toxicity in humans. And we have managed to get a certain amount of funding, but not the direct type of funding. So you have to be a little bit clever. You have to count your ideas in a certain way so it looks like you're looking at something when really what you want to understand is aluminium. A good example of that is that we recently got a research grant from the Medical Research Council here in the United Kingdom to work on aluminium adjuvants in vaccines.
Wow.
Now, if we had made an application to work specifically on aluminium adjuvants in vaccines, we would not have been successful. But because we were able to say, well, actually, these materials are nanomaterials, there is nanotoxicity, and this is just an example of those, we were able to get funding. So you have to be a little bit clever in the way in which you approach different types of organizations.
We've seen researchers such as yourself who have integrity that have uncovered or stumbled upon some unpopular findings about links between toxins and disease, for instance, that are not necessarily microbes, but they're actually toxins. And certain industries don't want that kind of information coming out. And there seems to be an overwhelming attack on research scientists with integrity. Now, we don't have to name any names at this point. I think many know one from England, but there are others around the world. And, you know, how do you navigate this dangerous terrain when your goal and your role and your education and your dedication is to just revealing the facts that your scientific methods, the scientific methods that are acknowledged as baseline, have brought you?
Yeah, you know, I can only really explain it by, you know, perseverance and stubborn-mindedness, really. You know, my background is a very strong scientific background, and so I am able to argue my points with some rigor. They are always strongly scientifically based. And so we do suffer from the anonymous peer review that we have a lot of in science. But where we have a chance to actually talk about the science that we've done, present it in the really high-quality research journals, then, you know, we do get our message heard. And I guess that's one of the things that we try and do all the time. But, you know, the message that we've got is a very unpopular message for many. It's not just unpopular for the aluminium industry.
Hmm.
The aluminium industry are incredibly powerful. And so our message becomes unpopular for those who depend on the aluminium industry, like governments and like major companies that use huge amounts of aluminium in their everyday business, such as things like packaging and processing materials, etc. So, you know, the message that is becoming clearer and clearer through our work, and, you know, I've been working on this for 30 years now, and it does take time to bring this to the fore, but the message that's getting clearer and clearer is first of all, that human exposure to aluminium is a real issue and a burgeoning issue. It manifests itself as each and every one of us now has aluminium in every single cell in our body, and yet that aluminium has no biological function, and yet that aluminium is biologically reactive. The research is now also beginning to tell us that in certain individuals or in certain circumstances, where that aluminium reaches a particular level in a cell or perhaps in the brain or something of that sort, that it's actually inevitable because of its biological reactivity that it will contribute to disease. You know, and that's what has brought us to the recent thing that we want to look at, which is that very controversial link between aluminium and Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, which has been, by the way, I think for decades, hinted at and discussed a little bit, hushed tones, nothing definitive, as they like to say. But you continue to push the research, and you say there's, at least from your experience thus far, and what you found out, that there is seemingly a direct link, or is that too much to say?
Listen, what has actually happened is that in the 60s and 70s, it was actually almost acceptable to suggest that aluminium had played a role in Alzheimer's disease. Even through the 80s, it was possible to actually get research funding for a project on human aluminium, human exposure to aluminium and Alzheimer's disease. It then got shut down, and this was a really concerted effort by the aluminium industry, who have a hugely successful propaganda machine to shut research down all over the world. And they managed to do that, but they didn't manage to shut me down. And we managed to continue to do research on this. And the outcome of that, and not only my work, but there are still others around the world doing exactly what I'm doing and being bloody-minded and getting on with it with every small types of money that they can. But what we've been able to do, we've had the privilege to look at many different human brains over the last 5 years, and it's become increasingly evident that the amount of aluminium in the human brain is really much higher than it's ever been thought before. And this is what leads us to this inevitable consequence, that if there is a high level of aluminium in the brain, and you have an ongoing disease such as Alzheimer's disease, that aluminium will contribute to that. It can make the disease earlier onset, it can make the disease more aggressive. And we've actually got and published examples of where this is the case. So this is not in doubt anymore. Certainly many would refute it, but it isn't in doubt. And, you know, I would sit down with anybody who is prepared to discuss this with me, particularly in an open forum, and I would be pretty confident that I will come out, you know, winning that discussion. You know, clearly, very few people would like to have that opportunity.
Sure. Now, when we hear the naysayers about this, or, you know, if I expand it to other metals, I know that's not your area of expertise, but you interacted with a lot of the research scientists and doctors, for instance, at Autism One, acknowledging the role of thimerosal mercury in neurological degradation. It's not like mercury hasn't been known as a damaging toxin, if you will, from environmental or other causes. For many, many, well, I'd say centuries now, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann in homeopathy, of course, in the Materia Medica, which is used worldwide, more untoward effects associated with mercury than just about anything else. Aluminum, you're finding another set. If someone were to claim, Professor Exley, that there's just no evidence to support the things you're saying and these other doctors are saying about heavy metals, and specific now aluminum, would you say, are you barking mad? What would you say to that if they said that?
Well, they're just sticking their head in the sand, but I would also say that they're sticking their head in the sand and someone's putting $10 in their back pocket while they're doing it, because there's absolutely no reason to say that anymore. Absolutely none. The science is there. It's published in the most reputable scientific journals. So therefore, we know these links exist. You cannot deny them simply out of ignorance, and that's all it would be. Well, ignorance probably supported by dollars. So really, that's what it is now. You know, people like me working on aluminium, no one's paying me anything. I get a meager salary as a professor here in the United Kingdom, and that is it. And, you know, we have no vested interest other than understanding the truth.
Well, then how do we help the situation out? I know I got listeners all over the world, And there are a lot of folks that recognize your good works and want to see this link published and strengthened so that they don't continue to increase the use, for instance, of aluminum adjuvants in vaccines as they've, you know, down-regulated, if I can say it, that's the wrong way to say it, mercury, but they remove some of the presence of mercury, not all of it, and now they're starting to use the aluminum in higher levels. What can we do to help? Are there any GoFundMe campaigns that can go outside of the realm of the strict money control?
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, that's exactly where we are right now. I have more or less given up thinking that I can get things like the government, a major charity, like the Alzheimer's charities, or any other normal funding route to give me money to test the aluminium hypothesis of Alzheimer's disease. But we have come to a point in our research, two things have been brought together at the same time, which puts us in a unique position at the moment. And those two things are the one I've mentioned to you already, where I am now 100% confident that aluminium can contribute to Alzheimer's disease. But the other one is research which started 30 years ago in my PhD, which is that the element silicon protects against the toxicity of aluminium. And our research has shown that if you, for example, drink a mineral water which is rich in silicon, then immediately after that, you pee aluminium in your urine. Aluminium is removed from your body.
All right, this is an extraordinary revelation, Professor Exley, and I want to go further into that. We have got a short segment coming up. I'm going to extend you, if you can hold on, from the United Kingdom. Professor Exley, we've got links up that will be shown soon in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll follow up with more on this aluminum link to Alzheimer's and one possible remedy, the mineral silicon. Where have you heard that before, folks? Check it out. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. If you want to get rid of anger and hatred and unforgiveness, oh man, that's the wrong script. Love gets rid of those things, not tea. Okay, hold on. Okay, that was the love script, not the tea script. Okay. Life Change Tea helps with cleansing your colon and giving you more energy. There are numerous body wrongs that Life Change Tea makes right. Try us. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And order yours today. If you're more the personable type, you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Our customers are impressed with the benefits of Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is not just tea, but a blend of 8 organic herbs to help you feel great. For about $1 a day, you can benefit from drinking Life Change Tea. Again, order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for those that want to save money, log on to GetTheTea.com and go to our specials page. Remember, GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, longtime listeners to the show know how much I talk about silicon or silica, especially when we talk about neurological degradation like MS. And I've seen evidence of reversal in folks that I've worked with and work with other doctors to help them. And it gets into a bigger picture I don't have time to go into now, but silicon is so fantastic that Professor Chris actually mentioned it as a potential remedy or maybe an actual remedy to the aluminum toxicity leading to Alzheimer's and other things like this. And Professor, actually, I want to get everybody to know there's a way you can support the search for these, you know, truths or facts and reveal them. And there's a website called FUTSCI.com, FUTSCI.com to help support these efforts, kind of like a crowdfunding for research. Professor, actually, thank you, my friend, for being here.
My pleasure.
So the silicon connection, that's brilliant. I love it. How did you stumble on that?
Well, listen, this was my PhD research, and it was one of those moments of serendipity, but essentially I was trying to protect salmon from aluminium toxicity in acid waters. And I tried lots of different things, and the one that worked brilliantly was to put silicon or soluble silicon into the system, and all of a sudden the aluminium was completely benign. The fish were happy. There was complete no toxicity. So we happened upon silicon, which is the actual natural antagonist for aluminium toxicity, the natural protector for aluminium toxicity in the environment. And that's what we want to use now. Get aluminium out of the body of people, both healthy people, of course, for everybody, but also in this new study, people with Alzheimer's disease.
Well, you'd think in an ideal world, you have the Alzheimer's Association raising millions for research that will deny research into this realm, would be embracing this and going, wow, how do we get silicon out to the people suffering from Alzheimer's? Yet that, they're not beating down your door to do research any more than they are buying up silicon at pennies on the dollar to sell it for a dollar a piece. I don't know. I mean, the drug industry can't really synthesize silicon and make it work.
Listen, I think you can forgive the drug industry because they're only there to make money. They're not interested in curing people or saving people's lives. But you're right about the associations like the Alzheimer's charities. But the problem is, at least here in the United Kingdom, is that they're so heavily infiltrated by people working for the aluminium industry that they will not do any research on aluminium and Alzheimer's disease. And they never have, and they never will. So we cannot rely upon them. You know, that's why we've called this trial, which is we're advertising through our crowdfunding site, the people's trial, because the only way that we will get this research funded is if the people, not people in the United Kingdom, not just the people in the U.S., the people globally want this to happen. If they want us to test this link to show whether or not aluminium is truly contributing to Alzheimer's disease, and if it is, of course, we will have a treatment for it, the first effective treatment ever in Alzheimer's disease. If people want us to do that, we will do it, but we have to have the money. You know, this is my Bob Geldof moment. People might remember Live Aid back in 1985 when he shouted down the television at people to give some money for this. And honestly, what we really do need is literally as many people as possible to simply give $10 or something, and we will get there. We will test this link. And, you know, this is the type of science that truly changes the world. This is the type of research where the world will not be the same afterwards if we prove that aluminium is the contributory factor in Alzheimer's disease. And people have a chance to be part of that. So let's embrace it. Let's go for it.
Yes, Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats. Remember them way back when?
That's right. That would be the late 70s, early 80s with the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah. Right. Super Don, did you know about the Boomtown Rats?
Of course. I mean, I've heard of them. I can't.
So, because you
name
bust me,
that they sang,
you bust me on the Dave Clark Five, which I didn't know. So there, I was going to get you back on the Boomtown Rats.
Redemption.
Yeah. Right, Professor Chris Exley, extraordinary the work that you've done, the integrity that you have maintained in a system that does not reward integrity. It tends to reward those who would just sell out to the highest bidder. And I encourage folks, if you have a few extra bucks, I know it's thin everywhere, but if you want to see the link, maybe it so-called runs in your family, you have a family member with Alzheimer's or at risk, any of the neurological degeneration diseases, this is something you can contribute for something really good. Go to FUT, for foot, F-U-T, sci, S-C-I.com, FootSci. And Professor Exley, we'll be back with you another time. I want to stay in touch as this progresses, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to that.
And if I make it over to the UK, we'll have a pint.
Absolutely, we will.
In fact, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the four kinds of drunks. Which one are you? After the break, because the power to heal and detoxify from aluminium is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.